Lesson 2. We are about to start a wonderful series on the fruit of the Spirit. You know, before I launch into this, our week 2 of volume 2, Love, That's Who God Is, I want to talk to you a little bit about the series in general. The fruit of the Spirit have been so misunderstood by the body of Christ, so weakened in its real function. I think sometimes we think it's just so that we have something pretty to put on our pottery or on our greeting cards, you know, the fruit of the Spirit. It sounds beautiful. And it is beautiful, but it's powerful. And when we begin to teach our children to walk in the power that's on the inside of them, instead of being controlled by the things that are on the outside or being controlled by their flesh and their emotions, their mind, we can teach them to be controlled by the Holy Spirit, by the fruit of the Spirit inside. You know, I like to tell the kids to set this whole thing up. God did not divide himself among all the believers, a little bit of him in me and a little bit of him in you. That's not the way he did it. When he came into our lives, he put 100% of himself in us. All of God is in us. The ability to look, act, sound, and have the perfection, according to Ephesians, the perfection of Jesus is on the inside of us. We can walk in that. But how could we, as mere people, walk in such perfection? Well, the answer is the fruit of the Spirit. God inside of us. You know, I've heard it said that all of the other fruit proceed out of love. And when you think about it, it's true. All of the other fruit of the Spirit, all of the other things that the Word of God says are inside of us come out of love, because who is love? What is love? Well, God is love. And all of this, what I want you to get across to the kids is that the love of God, that's his nature. Love is who he is. It's how he acts. It's the best describer of him. If you want to know what God thinks about something, well, what does love think? The fruit of the Spirit, I would have liked to have had it said that these things are the fruit of a strong spirit, because love, joy, peace, all of those things can be inside of us and lie dormant unless we actually choose to put them into operation. We choose to walk in what's on the inside of us instead of walking according to what our flesh wants to do. Now, these things seem like they can be hard for kids to understand, but it's actually really easy, because you begin to show them the difference in these next few weeks, begin to show them the difference between choosing to walk in their flesh and choosing to walk in what's on the inside of them. And those things that God put on the inside of us are the things that cause us to be overcomers, are the things that cause us to win. You know, I had fruit trees growing in my yard. At least I know they were fruit trees because the sign on them said they were fruit trees. But they never produced any fruit. And for years, these trees bud and flower, but no fruit. So I don't even remember on some of these trees what kind of trees they are, because there's no fruit. And that's the way some Christians are. They live their life. They have all these things on the inside of them, but because they let them lie dormant and they live by their fleshly desires, they don't choose to walk in the power of peace and joy and love. And so people don't know they're a Christian. The fruit is not there. You know, fruit, one thing about fruit is, fruit's not for me to enjoy from the inside of me. Fruit is for other people to enjoy. And when the love of God comes out of you, and you choose to walk in the love, all of his love is in us. We can choose to walk in love. If it's hard to love somebody, then you know for sure you're trying to do it in your own love, and not the love of God. But we can choose it. And when we do, we'll be like 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love does not fail. 1 Corinthians 3:3 talks about believers who live their lives like mere men. What does that mean? People who live their life not by the power that's in them, but just by, you know, their flesh, live their life by whatever power they themselves can contain. You know, Galatians 3 says, after starting your Christian lives in the Spirit, why are you trying to become perfect by your own human effort? And that's what we want our kids to see. Don't try to love on your own. Love with the love of God that's in you. We have to choose God's love and let it come out and be fruit in our lives. John 17:26 tells us, Jesus said this himself. It says, your love for me will be in them and I will be in them. What does that mean? Jesus said to the Father, the love that you love me with. Now, I don't think any super kid's going to doubt that the Father loves Jesus. And that same love that he loves with, that he loves Jesus with, is in us to love people with. Our super kids won't be like my fruit trees where you don't know what kind of tree that is. When our super kids choose to walk in the love that's in them, they will look like their Father. They will look like Jesus.